and welcome to today's Christmas Bible Readathon.
Hello, I'm Ethan.
I'm Bethany, and we're playing the narrators.
Hi, I'm Noah.
I'm Boaz.
And I'm James, and we're playing the Israelites.
I'm Teddy, and I'm playing the prophet.
Let's get started.
For a long time, God had been keeping his promises. He had been loving his children, taking care of them, and forgiving them. Sometimes they disobeyed him or ran away, but he kept reminding them of his promises.
Yeah, about 2,500 years ago, there was a guy named Ezra who was reminding God's children about who God is, his faithfulness and patience and loving kindness as he told them the story. Some parts made them smile and some parts made them cry.
God has done many wonderful things for us.
Yep, he created the whole world.
He rescued us from slavery and taught us some great ways to live.
He kept taking care of us. He gave us food to eat for 40 years in the middle of that desert. And then he gave us our own land to live in.
Yeah, but we still messed up quite a lot. And we still do.
We often don't do what God asked us to do, but he keeps forgiving us.
Yes, and now we're in a pickle. The Roman soldiers are ruling our land. What is God going to do?
Over the years, God had spoken to them through wise men and women, sometimes called prophets. Prophets helped them understand what was on God's heart and said things like,
God is going to send his messenger, the promised one, the one you have been waiting for, the rescuer.
The Israelites didn't really understand what this meant.
It had taken centuries for God's people to be ready for what God was about to do. Many didn't realize God's rescuer was very different to what they expected.
That is for sure, but now the time has come for one of the best parts of God's plan. God himself is going to come, and not to punish his people, but to rescue them. Now get ready, he is coming.
Thanks for listening to today's Christmas Bible Readathon. Tune in tomorrow as we share the story of Christmas.